This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Tonight, we're talking about, should President Trump be impeached? Yes or no? Now, what do we know about impeachment? Well, it's a three-step procedure, and that's one of the things that I did not know, but it's a three-step procedure, and the first step is Congress investigates. They have to find out, you know, go through a lot of people talking. They have to listen to a lot of reports and things like that. And then the second level is that the House of Representatives must pass by a simple majority of those present and voting articles of impeachment, which constitute the formal allegation of allegations. Okay, so the House has to do that. And it says that impeachment is the United States, it's a process by which a legislature, usually in the form of the lower house, which is the House of Representatives, it brings charges against a civil officer of government for crimes alleged to have been committed. Analogous to the bringing of an indictment by a grand jury. At the federal level, this is at the discretion of the House of Representatives. Most impeachments have concerned alleged crimes committed while in office, which makes a lot of sense. Though there have been a few cases in which officials have been impeached and subsequently convicted for crimes committed prior to taking office, the impeached official remains in office until a trial is held. That trial and their removal from office, if convicted, is separated from the act of impeachment itself. These proceedings are conducted by the upper house of the legislature, which at the federal level is the Senate. However, impeachment is not a criminal proceeding, as the defendant does not risk forfeiture of life, liberty, or property. The only penalty is removal from office upon conviction by two-thirds of the senators present. And having said that, I do not think any way, fashion, or form that two-thirds of the senators will convict President Trump. Upon conviction, a second vote is held to determine by majority vote of the senators present if the convicted office holder shall be barred from holding further federal office. Well, I don't know. What do you think? So, what are four legal reasons for impeachment? Let me see. The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, number one. Number two, bribery. Number 3, high crimes. And number 4, misdemeanors. Now, high crimes and misdemeanors could be anything. I'm not sure what that means, but what Trump did was to try to get a foreign enemy, as a matter of fact, to mess into our election, just like he did when he was running for president the first time in 16, and he said, Russia, if you're listening, get Clinton's emails. Okay. Now, that was the first thing, and because of that, he should never have been president in the first place, because before he took office, he was asking Russia to involve itself into our election process. And he still, come on, people. He should never have been where he is now, and we wouldn't be doing this thing. And he has done so many things that are contrary to what we're used to. I mean, when President Obama got in, they took his phone away from him. They took his phone. And all Trump does is tweet, 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 tweet. He is, he's some kind of crazy. That's all he does. So, you make the choice. You make the choice whether you want to keep him. I know all the rich people do, because right away, he made a way for them to get more money. All the rich people, right away. And he's just making more money off of us, too. He's making more money off of the United States. And he's got his whole family. Well, I'm president. I can have anybody in I want. He got his whole doggone family involved in it. And that's nepotism to the 12th power, to the highest thing. He's done so many things. He called Ukraine and, told them, well, you won't get your money unless you go and investigate Joe Biden's son. He always wants a foreign power to investigate someone he's running with. So evidently he thinks that Biden can beat him. So he's trying to find some dirt. Well, we got a lot of dirt on him, but he's got these crazy Republicans. And I sure hope when it comes time for their times to be up and they run for office, I hope every one of their constituents kick them out. Kick them out. And maybe we can get Trump out and, this is crazy. This is crazy. One thing I know, they had Steyer. He's running for office. He's a millionaire. But he's a man-made millionaire. I don't know about Bloomberg. He had a lot to do with stop and frisk, from what I'm told. And then, of course, since he was going to run for office, he had to get up and say, he was sorry that he had done that and yada, yada, yada. Okay. Yeah, I believe that, too. But Steyer, you know, made a lot of sense. Now, he's a millionaire. He didn't have to depend on all the money that everybody else depends on in order to run, because it takes money to run. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think he should be impeached? I feel that he should, but I also feel that no one in the Senate, the chickens, are going, no one is going to vote for that, because he will turn on you. He will turn on you. They're afraid of him. I really believe they're afraid of him because he's crazy. So, anyway, I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
Lions Clubs International is a service or membership organization of over 1.7 million members worldwide. It was founded in 1916 in Illinois. Much of the focus of the Lions Club's work as a service club organization is to raise money for worthy causes as first responders. The Lions Club motto is "We Serve." Local Lions Club programs include sight conservation, hearing and speech conservation, diabetes awareness, youth outreach, international relations, environmental issues, and many other programs. The Lions acronym also stands for Liberty, Intelligence, Our Nation's Safety. For more information, contact us at lionsclubs.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And while we were in commercial, I happened to look up high crimes and misdemeanors. And it says that this charge of high crimes and misdemeanors covers allegations of misconduct by officials such as dishonesty, negligence, perjury of oath, abuse of authority, bribery, intimidation, misuse of public funds or assets, failure to supervise, dereliction of duty, unbecoming conduct, refusal to obey a lawful order. So that's a lot of stuff. That's an awful lot of stuff. High crimes and misdemeanors, offenses by officials also include ordinary crimes, but perhaps with different standards of proof and punishment than for non-officials, on the grounds that more is expected of officials by their oath of office. Indeed, the offense may not even be a breach of criminal statute. The majority view is that a president can legally be impeached for intentional evil deeds that drastically subvert the Constitution and involve an unforgivable abuse of the presidency, even if those deeds didn't violate any criminal laws. So that's high crimes and misdemeanors. Okay, it has to do with the Constitution, that he doesn't know what the Constitution says. I'm sure he hasn't read it, but even if he hasn't read it, he could have gotten someone to read it to him. Good grief. I think we've had four presidents. Bill Clinton was one. And Nixon was one. let me see. I'm sure it was four. But I'll get back to you on that. So what do you guys think? What do you think? High crimes and misdemeanors? You think he should stay? Or do you think he should go? It's just either yes or no. It's either yes or no. I think the president has a mental issue. He tweeted about the young lady, 16 years old, that was on the Time magazine. And he had about 7 Time magazine covers made up with his face on the front page. Made up and had them all on the walls in his golf clubs. I mean, but they weren't real. So now this 16-year-old girl got on the front page of it, and he can't take it. A 16-year-old girl. And he's upset because she's on the front of the Time magazine, and he is not. I mean, how old is he really? Because he behaves like a 6-year-old. And, of course, TMZ had a psychiatrist they interviewed today. And she was saying that you need to go back in a person's past and see how they were treated. So I wonder if they went back in Trump's past, what tidbits would he disclose? That's really interesting. Well, I don't know, but he has a nickname for everyone. He has a nickname for everyone. And it's really interesting because the young ladies on The View do not like him at all. But interestingly, he never says anything bad about them. He never said, especially Joy. Joy really can't stand him. But he says nothing about those young ladies on The View. I mean, he even talked about Meghan McCain's father, even after he was dead, after the man had passed away. He was still saying not so nice things about him. So there's got to be some kind of blockage somewhere. Anyway, I don't know. Dial the 1, my listeners, and tell me what you think. What do you think? Does he need some real, like 6 months to a year counseling? Do you think he will ever get himself together? I don't know. What do you think? High crimes and misdemeanors. Does anyone think that anyone in the Senate will vote yes to have him impeached? Even if one or two did, you would still have to have a majority. And if he knows, well, he does know that he would not be able to run again, if we think it's bad now, I would hate to think about what he would do to try to mess us up, because he already said that It was in the paper years ago. He said that if he were to run, he would run as a Republican because they were the stupidest group. Now, he said that. He said that, and someone needs to find that article and reprint it so the Republicans can really see what he thinks about them. So, I don't know. What I'm going to do, I'm going to leave it to you. So, I'm going to go to commercial, and then I come back, and we can discuss whether or not President Trump should be impeached. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.
Do you know a youth in need of a place to live? Have you always wanted to make a difference in the city of Detroit, but not known how? The answer to both of these questions is Covenant House, Michigan. Covenant House is a youth homeless shelter serving 18 to 24-year-olds in the city of Detroit with education, resources, job preparation, and so much more. If you'd like to learn more about these programs, please call 313-463-2000 or look us up on the web at www.covenanthousemi.org.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Sherry with the Lemonade Stand. As the weather warms, your risk of exposure to mosquito and tick-borne illnesses increases. Please keep these tips in mind when outdoors. Wear light-colored clothing, apply repellent, avoid high grassy areas, check yourself after returning, and remove any attached ticks promptly, only with a tick removal device or tweezers, avoiding any home remedies. This has been a community service announcement courtesy of the Lemonade Stand.
This is Carla Cook, daughter of the legendary Sam Cook, on tour now with wondrous stories, the life and music of my father, Sam Cook. You can find me at carlacook.com. Remember, that's Cook with an E, and follow my Facebook page at The Carla Cook. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at The Carla Cook. I hope to see you soon on stage in a city near you.
Let's get cooking. Yeti Cooks is a place where you will find recipe ideas, tutorials, and tips, clean eating, classic favorites, meal plans, nutrition information, and a lot more. You can find instructional videos or download recipes found on yeticooks.com. Follow my cooking chronicles on Instagram and Twitter. Get quarterly newsletters, latest updates on trending food culture at yeticooks.com. Let's get cooking.
What's up, y'all? This is your bro, Robbie Newborn, Christian rap evangelist, ministry leader, and founder of GDT Walking Out Ministries, a drug awareness, peer mentoring, and counseling ministry that spreads a message of hope to the hopeless, bringing the gospel to the street. I am a recovery specialist, intervention, drug prevention professional, so if you're looking for a counselor or counseling or someone to just talk to, please call me at 484-525-9832. My website is www.rdsjr.com. God bless you all from all of us at GDT, Walking Out Ministries, and Team God. Peace and Christ love. Come on!
Jesus said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Listen to our internet radio station at touchofgodradio.org, where you will find out your true identity in Christ. You can use the light that is within you to replace the darkness in this world. Go into all the world today with touchofgodradio.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And we're talking tonight about the president being impeached. Maybe he does need some preaching. I don't know. But we're talking about Trump. And I'm trying to find out how many United States presidents have faced impeachment. And from what I read, it said that the framers of the Constitution intentionally made it difficult to remove a sitting president from office. I'm going to repeat that. The people way back when who instituted the Constitution intentionally made it difficult to remove a sitting president from office. Only two presidents have been formally impeached by Congress, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. And no U.S. president has ever been removed from office through impeachment. No United States president has ever been removed from office through impeachment. In addition to Johnson and Clinton, only two other U.S. presidents, that's what I said, four, have faced formal impeachment inquiries in the House of Representatives: Richard Nixon and Donald Trump. Now, many other presidents have been threatened with impeachment by political foes without gaining any real traction in Congress. So we know about Richard Nixon. Instead of, you know, going on to be impeached, he just went on and resigned. But Mr. Trump will never, ever give up. And I read that the framers of the Constitution intentionally made it difficult for Congress to remove a sitting president. The impeachment process starts in the House of Representatives with a formal impeachment inquiry. If the House Judiciary Committee finds sufficient grounds, its members write and pass articles of impeachment, which then go to the full House for a vote. A simple majority in the House is all that's needed to formally impeach a president, but that doesn't mean he or she is out of a job. The final stage is the Senate impeachment trial. Only if two-thirds of the Senate find the president guilty of the crimes laid out in the articles of impeachment is the POTUS removed from office. Although Congress has impeached and removed eight federal officials, all federal judges, no president has ever been found guilty during a Senate impeachment trial. Andrew Johnson came awfully close, though. He barely escaped a guilty verdict by one vote. By one vote, he escaped. That was really something. And that was in 1868 when he was Abraham Lincoln's vice president. So it says his decision was trying to reestablish ties with the Confederate states now that the Civil War was over. Lincoln's plan for Reconstruction favored leniency, while so-called radical Republicans in his party wanted to punish Southern politicians and extend full civil rights to freed slaves. Oh, okay. Radical Republicans wanted to punish Southern politicians and extend full civil rights to freed slaves. That's kind of cool. Lincoln was assassinated only 42 days into his second term, leaving Johnson in charge of Reconstruction. He immediately clashed with the radical Republicans in Congress, calling for pardons for Confederate leaders and vetoing political rights for freed men. In 1867, Congress retaliated by passing the Tenure of Office Act, which barred the president from replacing members of his cabinet without Senate approval. Believing the law to be unconstitutional, Johnson went ahead and fired his Secretary of War, an ally of the radical Republicans in Congress. Johnson's political enemies responded by drafting and passing 11 articles of impeachment in the House. That's really interesting. And here it says, as I read, "Sir, the bloody and untilled fields of the 10 unreconstructed states, the unsheeted ghosts of the 2,000 murdered Negroes in Texas, cry for the punishment of Andrew Johnson," wrote the abolitionist Republican Representative William D. Kelly from Pennsylvania. Johnson was impeached in the House of Representatives by 126 votes to 47, but narrowly avoided a two-thirds guilty verdict in the Senate by a single vote. After his acquittal, he served out the rest of his term and became the first and only former U.S. president to be elected to the Senate. A 150 years ago, a president could be impeached for firing a cabinet member. Okay, well, the next one was Clinton, and we all know about that one. So I don't need to go into that. But this was really interesting. That was really interesting. So, why Clinton survived impeachment while Nixon resigned after Watergate? Well, anyway, I have a caller, and caller, you're on with the Let's
Talk
About
It. And how are you tonight, Jenny White?
Jenny White. I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm just fine. You know what? And looking at all of this, it seems like a big fiasco. That's what it seems like. Because they know that the Senate is not going to remove him from office.
Right, right,
Clinton,
right.
It was my understanding. I was talking with one of my neighbors here in the laundry room, and he was talking about he's going to be impeached. The whole thing is, will the Senate remove him? He said more than likely they won't. Now, he told me something that was very interesting. He said the Senate, the backers of the Senate, the voters, are basically a lot of hate groups like the KKK, the Nazism, and all this White Citizen Council, all this hard old boy, type of background that they have. And they're not going to remove him. They're looking to him to bring back the power that they feel that the dominant race is losing, you know, here in the United States. I think they're up trying to kick people out of the country and do this and that. But he pointed out one special thing. He says, we talked about Russia as to, you know, because they were saying how they got into our elections and all this stuff. He was saying they did. He said this, but he feels that what Russia is looking for is for Donald Trump to pull out of NATO, and that's the, you know, the alliance, the North American Treaty Alliance, that you know, organization that we have with about 20-something countries. United States being the biggest and the most for military purposes. And if he pulls out of NATO, it would weaken the European countries and make it easier for Russia to take over, to have more dominance in the, you know, Russia. I mean, in the European company, the country. He said Britain is not that strong right now, you know. A lot of people are looking for the new man in France to take over, you know, to become that, you know. It all feeds into prophecy if you really look at it. But,
absolutely.
If we were to pull out, beg your pardon?
No, I said absolutely. You're right.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
It feeds into, you know, the United States becoming like, you know, non-involvement policy. And it will make it easier for them to start to take hold. To get dominance there in Europe and Asia. And that's what they're looking. They feel that he's the one that's going to do it. And he said one thing about it. He says we as voters, if we never voted before, we should do it this time and push the Democratic ticket so that to get him out. He said because the democracy as we know it, if he's elected again, it won't be the same at all. And, you know, it began to, you know, to like the freedoms that we have, the freedom of the press, the freedom of, you know, speech. Things of that nature, they began to attack this, you know, that we have. The biggest thing I heard one minister say is that it's the freedom of religion that they're looking at also that they want to get rid of. Saying it that, and although he appears as a person that's for all this, because it was the white evangelical Christians that really backed him, I mean, just came to the forefront and back him to get him into office. They didn't like what Obama did with the Supreme Court. They wanted different people who would, you know, stick with the court and not try to make it a living court, like they said, you know, for everybody to get in. But they wanted to narrow it down like it was before. And but this whole deal of idea of impeachment, to me, it's just spending the taxpayers' money because they know they're not going to get the man out of office. If all this stuff holds true, okay, like for Clinton, he was impeached over this Monica Lewinsky stuff, but he was impeached over that. But they never removed him from office.
Right.
Nixon was supposed to be, but he, you know, over the Watergate, but he went on and he resigned, and then they had Gerald Ford, if I can remember, pardon him. Then Gerald Ford became just a president, you know, a fill-in, and then nobody wanted to vote for him, you know, after that, you know. Seems like the person that you go after, they get away, but the people who helped you go after them, they're the ones that suffer. I can't help but to think about the black man who blew the whistle on Watergate. And it was hard for him to live, get a job, and, you know, I think he's dead now. They did have him star in a movie or something, but nobody would hire him. Monica Lewinsky, she's educated herself and all this, but nobody trusts her.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones that took the blunt of everything instead of the person that you were going after. So, and then I wonder what's going to happen with these whistleblowers that have come after Donald Trump. What's going to happen
with
their
careers? The whistleblowers are supposed to be protected. That's the reason why.
Protected. As far as income-wise, they may be protected.
No, they're supposed to be protected. Because their name should not get out. No one should know who the
whistleblowers
are.
Everybody knows about
are.
Who did it. Who did it, who said it, who did it, all
well,
of this.
Well, I haven't heard
they're
anyone
going to have
say a name.
It's under the cover. People know who they are and what they did and what they said. But then those people will be singled out. As far as life is concerned here, it's gone. Now, that's my thing, you know, to look at it. But
see, if they do that, you know what's going to happen. People are going to stop. They're going to stop.
They're
going to
stop. They're not going to tell
them what they
know.
And then we're going to be in a bigger mess.
That is
true.
We
need
the
whistleblowers.
But look at what happened with the people who did, you know.
Yeah,
the people who did, and I really feel for that the black man that told about under Nixon. I think he died broke. He couldn't get anywhere at all.
Well, you're right about Monica Lewinsky, because I think to this day I don't even know if you know. I don't know.
As far
but
as
she,
being, I don't know if she's married or not. As far as anybody really dating her,
No, they wouldn't marry her. I don't think she ever got married.
Her life is over.
I mean,
you know,
why would she keep that
know.
Nasty dress? Why would she keep that nasty dress? I mean, I think somebody was telling her what to do because she was a kid.
Yeah, and then used her. They used her in a way.
Absolutely. They used her. And she was the one that got kicked to the curb.
Uh-huh.
And you know that will be her legacy until she dies.
That's true.
Until she dies. That's horrible. We're supposed to be able to be forgiven, and you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not.
Not with people. Not with people. It's not.
No, not the government.
But she will never, ever in her life. Time live that
and when you
down.
Walk down the street, everybody will know who you are.
Yeah,
he's been black marked. You know, he's been the black man was black marked, and that's my biggest concern. The guy was saying that it's to bring us down to where we're like, you know, if you look at prophecy, you know what Daniel's prophecy in the Bible, he talks about Nebuchadnezzar being the head of gold. And the children, the Persian. Then he talks about, you know, that's, then he talks about Alexander the Great. Was it the bronze or whatever? And then he talks about the iron, which is the Roman Empire, okay? Then he talks about the toes and the feet made of iron and clay. I do believe this move might bring us to the point where we're so down as far as being a power, we'll be mixed with the iron and clay in the toes. You know, not really blending together at all. This is what I see is happening with that. But the impeachment itself, they're not going to remove him from office. I'll be surprised if they do.
They're not going to do it.
He pointed out something that he said he believes that a lot of the Republicans that are there now, that they're somewhat afraid of him, too.
I told you they were afraid of him.
Yeah.
Because you know he turns on people. He threw Pence under the bus. He will turn on you, give you a nickname. He's crazy.
Yeah.
But nobody stands up to him. He is a bully. His wife came in office talking about she was going to do something about the bullies. And he, as they call him on The View, he's the bully in chief. Why don't she start at home? And she might be somewhat afraid of him, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he does bully people. But he's a coward. He's a coward. Why can't people see that? Bullies are cowards. The minute you stand up to them, then they cower down.
Yeah.
You have to know that. You have to know that and stand up to these people. I mean, come on. A coward. He is just a coward, and he's being allowed to do all of those things that he does. And I wish that I honestly believe that there are Republicans in the Senate that do not like what he's doing. I honestly believe
that.
And I wish they would come forth you know.
But then,
but then if you look at this, then if he gets kicked out, then who do we have? Pence. Come on now. And I'm sure they're thinking about that too. That's like, he's not any better. Anyway, it's crazy. It's really crazy. But you're right. I mean,
we were talking, and I said, "What to me? What I saw, even when the question of the Russia in our elections and stuff." What I saw, if I'm getting it right, President Obama, he was going out of office and he sanctioned Russia.
Right.
He did do that. You know? He did do that.
He hit them hard.
Everybody said thank you. What I saw him try to do more so was to save lives, soldiers' lives. Okay, then you're making us look weak. You know, we're not weak. He should have hit it militarily and all of that. But even when there was a problem, what he did with Russia or something, you should be strong. You should be this. Go in there and tell Putin this. I heard one of the ministers, one of the evangelical white ministers, say, yeah, go in and talk to Putin about they can't do this and all of that. What he did was he told all the Arab countries and other with oil, he said, start pumping oil, more oil into the system. That's when those oil prices fell. Because Russia was depending on the oil prices too for their economy. So then he sanctioned them. Then they were under this. They were losing money as far as trying to sell their oil at a good price. So he found ways of doing it without always shooting, okay? This
right.
is what I saw him do. I believe that's what he was doing, you know. But that's
but
what
he had
did.
No
he
help.
To...
He had no help.
He had no help. They were against him.
No help. From day one, we're going to make sure he's a one-term president. Day one. And took his phone. I bet they won't take Trump's phone. I would love to see somebody stand up to him. I really would.
Uh-huh.
Somebody stand up to him and watch and see, doesn't he cower down?
Yeah, with all that behind him, yeah.
Anyway,
but impeachment is when you explained it, it was explained to me. It was the House that the representatives have to go through all these changes and take a vote,
right.
And then it's something judiciary right. committee. But the Senate has the last word.
The Senate has the last word. You're absolutely right.
He has. They have a Republican Senate. And it's full of a lot of, like they say, the hate groups who ain't going to let no power drift out of the man. They don't care how it comes, you know. As long as we have
and
some kind of power in the dominant seat and all of that. We've been made a lot laughing stock, you know, in the world, you know, our politics, you know. Our people who usually support us, they think we're crazy. Why don't we get rid of them, you know. They do. They still think, what is the American people thinking about, you know.
Right.
That's all we have left is our military. That is all that we do have left. And it's something to be to think about. Where do we go from here? And I do feel this. The Democrats, they're playing it up so much that this impeachment, that it's making them look, they're trying to do anything necessary in order to take the election. But if the House does not get rid of, if the Senate does not get rid of him and he runs, it has made him look even bigger because he even, the election will be a landslide. Now, I did have someone told me that Hillary had the popular vote. They keep telling us the vote. They had the popular vote for Hillary and then what's the other guy? But it's the Electoral College that you have to worry about.
Right. Right. They
what
need to
they
get rid of
that?
That, too. They need to get rid
he is
of
the
it.
One, they're the ones that really pick the president. They're supposed to pick it, you know, certain guidelines, but they pick the president. They really pick the president.
Yeah, they wanted something different.
We got something different.
You got something different, all right.
It was on my they sent me this Facebook article on this man singing a beautiful song to Obama, saying, "Please come back."
You know what? Obama would probably curse. I said, "Oh no,
no." He did his thing, you know.
He did his thing. He did it twice, and he did it twice. So
yeah, he did it.
That was a good thing. Yes, he did.
Remember when he got the Obamacare through. Turns around, a lot of those people in those parties that voted to give us a national health system, they might have been first people, the first time they were in office, a lot of them lost their jobs. They lost for voting for something like that. They lost their jobs.
Trump is trying to undo everything he did, so.
Yes, he is. It's not that easy.
It's not that easy, but he's trying his best. Before he leaves, he wants everything that Obama did torn down.
Yeah.
Yes,
he
that's
did.
What he wants.
But by tearing it down, he's just beefing it up.
We shall see.
It said that our country is going through changes like this, you know. It shows the division that's here in this country.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a gap. It's a big gap.
And like you were saying, for those people who think they should be in the majority, they're coming out of the woodwork now, killing folks and just doing all crazy things. It's crazy. But anyway, I appreciate you. I thank you very much for your participation. And
I was trying to say that while we were talking, we were washing clothes in the laundry room, and we just got to talking. I said it reminded me of this movie I used to see when I was younger. It was about a talking mule called Francis. Francis in the Haunted House. Francis in the Navy. And so they were talking, and so they asked Francis. You know, Chill Wills used to talk with Francis. And they asked him, "Well, where do you get all this information?" He said, "I get it from the FBI. They say, "You're in touch with the FBI?" He said, "Yeah, the feed bag information. So I'm in touch with the feed bag. Laundry bag information."
That's
Sharon,
where you get yours.
That's what people think. Thanks so much, Jenny White.
I hear you. Well, listen, I thank you. I appreciate you. And I appreciate your... I hear little people.
Yes.
But I hear your I thank you for your participation. And all those of you who called and didn't say anything, I appreciate you as well. And now what I am going to say before I go, today is Friday the 13th. I'm not superstitious, so I'm not going to, say anything about that. But I am going to say it's 11 days till Christmas.
Oh,
11
boy.
More days. So if you guys
have that
not...
Have you noticed that most people are shopping by order?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Amazon is delivering
internet,
everything.
But we have to be home to get our packages because you know what they have on the news. These people walking, they're pulling up in your driveway. And they're taking your packages off the porch. They don't know what they got. So you know what this lady said? She put a lot of garbage. She put some garbage in some boxes and taped them up and put them on her porch. She said, "They won't be getting anything good from me." I thought that was an excellent idea. So I'm going to find me some, some boxes and put some garbage in them.
Do something,
anyway, isn't that crazy?
Thanks so much, Jenny White.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Okay.
A happy holiday to you.
And to you as well.
Thank you.
And my last comment I would like to make to everybody tonight, other than it's 11 days till Christmas, is that you don't get to choose what happens around you, but you do get to choose how you respond to it. And with that having been said, I will say good night and have a great weekend. This has been the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.